I'd like to know.
We left off yesterday. We're trying to give an alternate shot to explain what's going on with these chosin's dishes, with these chassanim, very proud of themselves, obligating themselves to these millions of dollars that they don't have a penny to their name. So we saw one approach was, no big deal, what's a big deal? Kidin chalipin can do the world, can change everything. Ah, kidin dvarim, ah, mishkin kidin dvarim. Tashibin aguf, shibin aguf is not a kidin dvarim. The Yehudi Shlomo Tyson Ksub is quoted a second opinion of the Yesh Mepharshim, who said, no, the Olam, that is a kidin dvarim. It would be a problem, like it says in Bavaska Gimel. What's going on? What's going on is very simple. The guy's a multimillionaire. A joke, only son is. Well, he told us he's a multimillionaire. He was made that he has a lot of nechasim. We know the guy's lying to his teeth. Well, that was what didn't convey him, don't we? And therefore, apidin, we have a right to say with a straight face, this guy's a multimillionaire. He has nechasim. Once he has nechasim, that's for sure not a kid in Devarim. That's zikr, okay? Even though we know it's not the truth, but lefi Devarim, it is true. And therefore, any hadas b'adin that you give, it ends up costing you down the line, because the nice this is costing him. And we pointed out the end of the yesterday, this is related to Tom's theory vis-a-vis Harshas as well. And Tom is this basic Mahalach, Adas Baldin, Mamas changing the world. It works, the Chavasai, even though we know the guy's lying. Where did Rabbi Tom get this idea from? It's so startling, it's so bizarre. Where did Rabbi Tom dig this idea up from? So although Taizen Ksubas doesn't actually tell you what the source of this is, Taizen Baba Basra, which I think I didn't even put in the Rami Kermis, there's a Taizen Baba Basra that actually does. I put the Gemara on the Rami Kermis, but I didn't put the Taizen on the Rami Kermis. That's definitely Dalad. Quotes the Gemara at the end of Baba Basra, which is the source of this entire picture. One of the strangest stories in Shas. There are three players in the story. There's a man by the name of Isur Giyura, Kishma Kenu, he was a Geyer. There's another man by the name of Rav Mori. Rav Mori was, you have to remember all the players here, very, very, you know, the drama is about to unfold. Rav Mori was his son, kind of. I mean, he was his biological son, but he wasn't technically his halachic son. Why? Because Rav Mori was what was called in halacha, harasa shel v'kedusha l'hadasa v'kedusha. That at the time when Rav Mori was conceived, he was conceived from a Jewish woman, but Issa Giyura was not yet Jewish. So you had a non-Jew being together with a Jewish girl, we're now producing this child. The union of that, the result of that union is a man. At the time, he wasn't called Rav Mori, as he was called Little Mori at the time. So he was born, a little boy. But before he was born, something happened to him. What happened to him? What happened? Issa Giyura converted. But Lamais Apidin, Issa Giyura is what? Not his father. Pialoch is not his father. So, fine. So, again, Isigur was raising this kid. Isigur eventually marries the mother. It's a beautiful, wonderful, happy, wonderful family for years and years and years. And Isigur becomes very, very rich man. And right before he dies, we come to the realization that the money of Isigur is not going to go to Yerusha to who?
To Rav Mori.
Because Lamais Apidin, even though he's raising him as a child, but Apidin, he's not his father. So that money is not going anywhere to Yerusha. It actually may strangely be a what? Issigur may be a what? A ger, shemes, Beno Yorshim, which is going to mean it's going to be Hefker. Okay. It just happens to be, just by a chance, that Rava was the fourth player in this, was the other player in this saga. Rava was the Rosh Hashiva. And Rava, everyone saw the story, it's a great story. No, make a whole novel out of the story. So Rava was the Rosh Hashiva at the time. And Isigiora happened to have left in Rava's, in the safe in the yeshiva, an exorbitant amount of money. As a pikadum, Rava was watching, they were stashed away, Rava was holding on to it. The Gemara says, how much was it? Trace Alfi Zuzi. 12,000 zuzim. That is a lot of money. Considering the fact that 200 zuz is approximately the amount that you need to survive for a year, so do your math. That's an awful lot of money. So here Rav is holding on to Pekalos, a loyal, trusted agent on behalf of Isin Gura. And Isin Gura is about to die. And Rav makes the following cheshbon. What is this cheshbon? That if Isin Gura dies now, he's going to be a ger shemeis ve'en lo yorshim. And it's going to turn out, what? That the money's going to become hefker. And whatever's hefker, the first person who's holding on to is going to get, i.e. Rav. So the yeshiva is going to make a windfall on this. This is better than making a dinner, better than making a concert, better than selling Yom Noroim seeds, better than selling a Teresa, Bafti Yaina. This is, Rabbi can finally rest and ask to say Shiura once in a while instead of running around the world collecting money for the yeshiva. So this is a real win-win situation. But there's one small technical problem. You know what the problem is? Isin Gura is smart. He likes the yeshiva, but not that much. He would much more prefer to give the money to Rav Mori, who he raised as his child. So Rava gets wind of this, and Rava's trying to figure out what is the best place for this money to go. Now to complicate, to make the story even more dramatic, Rav Mori is a who? He's a Talmud in Rav and Yeshiva. He's a Talmud in Yeshiva. So Rava, as Rav Shiva, has got to make a calculated decision. Okay, I don't know anything about Rav Mori right now. Was he younger? Was he older? Did Rava think maybe it wasn't such a good idea that Rav Mori should get all this money? Maybe Rava felt it's better to be divided among all the Tamidim. Maybe we'll give Rav Mori a special scholarship. Maybe Rav Mori were afraid he's going to spend the money on dating. I don't know what the Cheshbon is. I have no idea. Again, I wasn't there in Bavel at the time, but all the drama behind the scenes. But clearly Rava was obviously Rava was honest, you know. Erlich, obviously Rava's not trying to cheat anyone out of the money. Rava feels that the correct address of this money would be much better into the yeshiva's account than into Rav Mori's personal account. So Rav was very, very nervous because all Isin Gura had to do was simply make a kinyan to transfer that money to Rav Mori right before Isin Gura would die and the game's over. So Rav is going to try to prevent that at all costs. So Rav's goal here is, Rav is not trying to steal from Isin Gura, he's not trying to cheat Rav Mori out of his good. Rava feels that the fear his understanding, we trust Rav on this, that's better than money should stay by the yeshiva, not by Rav Mori's personal funds. So Amar Rava, the 9th Rav Mekim, Heichi Nigninu Rav Mori L'Hani Uzuzi. He says, how is it possible to be Romanist for Isin Gura to transfer ownership of that money? Ibi Yerusha, if Isin Gura is just going to die, La Bayusha, it's not going to be Yerusha because he's not really Halach L'Yisan. Ibn Matana, maybe Isin Gura has a very, very easy way out. There's a very, very simple way to transfer money. How is that?
Gift.
As a gift. Other than a gift. But in order to give a gift, you have to pick a Maisa Kinyan. Well, not yet. Not so possible. If a person is a Shchimira, if a person is lying in bed and he's sick, so there's a special Tekhonis HaChamim called Divya Shchimira Kechsuvim V'chimisurim Damu. A person can give a gift as a Shchimira without any Maisa Kinyan whatsoever. Why? Why Chacham change it? Normally the rules are Edomek Fenech Mitvarim. So that's the Gemara at the beginning of Misha Meis, the beginning of the 9th Perch of Abba Asura. The Chazal made the Takona Shloti Tarif Daita Shal Chaylim. Because they were nervous that here you have a guy, he's very sick, he's holding almost by dying, he's very agitated, and he wants to give away gifts. He's got money to give away, he wants to distribute his assets. Not Isin Gura, right? No, no, no. So we're going to tell him, no, you have to have a Kinyan, but a Chalip, the guy's dying. He's going to get so upset. We may hasten his death. But getting him so agitated, his heart's going to race, and who knows? So the Chazal said, we calm down and say, good, whatever you say is going to be accepted. They made it a konosan, they changed it in moments to allow a kin to go through even without a maisa kin. So Rav is in a pickle here. Rav is sitting in the yeshiva trying to figure out how we're going to get this money away from Rav Mori, and Isin Gura is going to outsmart him because he's just going to do a matnas chimera. So the Gemara says, nah, Rav wasn't worried about that. You know why? Matnas chimera ki yerusha shavir rabban. Kalecha the isi birusha isi b'matana. Kalecha leis birusha leis b'matana. That's the sugya, the 9th parak of the Asura. This din mit the rabbanan, that divish chimera ki ksuvich chimisurin domi, it's a very modern din. It undermines all of the imam, all of Hilpas Mechira, all of Hakanas in the Torah. All of Mechiras require a Maisa Kinyan. Eina Mekadach Medvar, and the Rambam opens up Hilpas Mechira. So how do we understand this Takhonas HaChom called the Tikkun Rabban Kein Deraisa Tikkun? Chazal can't just make up a new thing called Divish Chimera. They had a pattern and after a Din Deraisa. Where do we ever find the Din Deraisa, the money transfers ownership without a Maisa Kinyan? It's only one case. What is that?
Yerusha.
So what Chazal did was, They made a make-believe Yerusha out of this. This is not Yerusha, it's a joke. Yerusha means that Reuben dies and when he goes to his Yerushim. This is a make-believe Yerusha. This is a joke. This is a fake Yerusha, but they were misakin mit the Rabbanim, but they treat Divish Chimera Kivut Yerusha. So comes Rav and says, since the Tekan Chacham was formulated after Yerusha, built into the liquid that Tekan was, anyone who's not shaykh to be Meirish is not shaykh to give him out the Shemim. Because the hands were tied. Chazal have to formulate it based on a certain model. And the model has to be exact. And therefore, since it's not shaykh for Yisigur to be Meirish to anybody, the mainly can't be given Matnash Chimera either. So Matnash Chimera is not gonna help Yisigur. Ibn Meshicha, maybe what he'll do is, maybe he'll pick up all the money and he'll give it to Rav Mari. What's the answer?
Doesn't have the money.
The money's sitting in the yeshiva's bank, in the yeshiva safe. There's no gabe. And they only open up the safes on Friday morning when the boys go to Yerushalayim. So they're not opening the safe so fast. Ibe chalipin. Well, gavalt. Yisigur is going to outsvah. He's going to give chalipin on the money. Ein mabeh nikne bechalipin. So far, so good. Iyagav karka. Listen to this one. We were assuming that Yisigur knew how to learn. Rav is sitting in the yeshiva. He's saying a hoshet chali about this. Imagine the drama. Rav Mori sitting in the first row. Rav is giving a whole shtickle Torah why there's no way for Issachar to be mocked in the money to Rav. And Rav said, Rav said, Yerusha is Nishkin. Matnish Chimera, Eichadit. Kini Chalipin, Eivadit Chalipin. Meshicha, it's not here. Gevalt, Kini Agav. Ooh, that's an Eitzah. Issachar will be mocking a piece of his land to Rav Mori, and Agav Death will be mocking it to $12,000. He says, no, it's not going to work because Ein Matbeya Nikta Bechalipin. It's the fourth bracket of Mitzia. You can't be mocked a coin, they're Chalipin, for whatever deep, dark secret why. I'm sorry, Eib Agav Karka, lays the Aram. Sorry, Issa doesn't own any Karka. So Chalipin's not going to work and Agav's not going to work. Ibn Mamet Shloshton. Shloshton is this one. You're holding on to money that really belongs to me. It's a pikadum, or even if it's a halva, and I want to transfer that money to Pliny. So Jeremy's holding on to $10,000, $10,000 worth of cash of mine. I want to give it to Zap as a gift. So the only way in Torah for me to do that is I have to tell Jeremy to give it to Zap on my behalf, or Zap has to give it back to me, and I'll give it. Jeremy's giving back to me, I'll give it to Zap. I have to make a ma'isakinyan. Chazal and Misakin, an unbelievable thing. It's a sugya in the first back of Gittin called Kidin Maimat Shloshtim. What's Maimat Shloshtim? It's a triangle. Jeremy's holding on to my cash. I want to transfer that cash to Zach. If the three of us get together, the money's nowhere here. The money's sitting in the bank somewhere. The three of us get together and we say, it's all huddled together. Himi Mucham Zuman, I want the money to transfer from Jeremy to Zach. It's kind of, it goes. The money transfers, hocus pocus. That is not a din min haTorah, that is a din min derabbanan. Why did Chazal institute that din derabbanan? It's very simple. Why they instituted it? Why? To make life easy for people. Because this is a good thing in the marketplace. This can be very helpful. I want to give money to Zach. I need money to buy something, and I don't have the cash with me, and it's sitting in Jeremy's house. So, chick chuck, we'll get the three parties together, make it in my solution. So, Mishub Tekonis HaShuk, they instituted it. How does it work? Remember, every din derabbanan has to have a reason and has to have a formulation. It has to have a formula how it works. You have to have a takana why they made it, and then you have to figure out how the mindset works. So how does it work? So the Gemara has a strange thing about this. The Gemara has a strange comment in Maseches Gittin in the first paragraph about the mechanics. We know why Chazal made it. That's not a great deep dark secret. You know what the mechanics of how it works? Three words. Obviously, we have to fall back on Hefke Beis and Hefke for states, but we want more than that. The same way we have Lamashal, we have Matnash Chimera is a Ke'en Diki Yerusha. What is Mamish Loshtan? The Gemara is three words. It's a Hilchus of Balai Taimo. It makes no sense. That's the Gemara says. It has no mechanics to it whatsoever. Zero. Mamish nothing. How does it work? Close our eyes and tzadik b'muna sayichya. Just pure muna. Bitochon in the chazal and don't ask any kashas. Hanitras Mila Kehilchsav L'Taima, the Gemara spells out three different dinim and dinim. I'm going to say, Mamish Chavno. Everything I've been telling you for the last 3 years, that there's a formulation, everything has to work into categories, everything has to be perfect, that's 99.9% of the time true, except when Chazal say it's not true. It is a Hilchsav L'Taima. The Ritva couldn't believe what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, it's a game, it's a joke, this is Paraduma, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. Says Ritva, I'll tell you what the mechanics are. Mechanics are, when the three of us are standing together, Jeremy's holding on to money that belongs to me, and he's really supposed to give the money back to me. I'm meichel on him giving it back to me, and Jeremy is mischayiv himself, as he's chayiv as midas to give it to Zach. And that you could do with dibur. You could mischayiv yourself with dibur. So says the Ritva, Mamish Chosha makes perfect sense. It has such a gavaldika formulation to it. It's muvan me'elav. It's a combination of two deraisidika processes that Chazal combined together for us. Process number one is as a bechilu mitam me, and then there's chayvus midas mitam Jeremy. That's how Mamish Chosha works. What's the kasha of the Ritva? It's overkill, so why do you want to call it Hilchsav L'Taima? So you know what the Ritva says? Because nobody standing around in this group of us, this illustrious threesome, has any clue that we just did that. If you tap us on the shoulder, did you realize you were just Michael and he was just Mitzchamina? We know anything, we just did Mamish Lashtim. So Hilchsav L'Taima doesn't mean it doesn't make any sense, doesn't mean it doesn't have a formula. If it has a formulation, it's just that nobody Ola Adaf the formulation is. So that's what Chazal called it, Hilchsav L'Taima. Very nice. Okay. So back to Baba Basra. We'll take a little tour through Kinyanim. Today's Sugyas of Kinyanim. Why not? At least that's what it was called. Inyanim b'Kinyanim. Sugyas of Kinyanim. It was Kinyanim. Okay. So Issig Yura is going to avail himself of a Mamid Shloshtan. This is a perfect category for Mamid Shloshtan. You can't get a better category for Mamid Shloshtan. You have three guys. Who are the three guys here? Issig Yura, Rav has got the money, and he wants Rav to transfer the money to Rav Mori. Right? So all Issig Yura has to do is create a Mamish Losh that's going to ruin everything. Do you know what Rav says? Yishav, I'm not going to show up. I'm sending Shekhoi now. Issig Yura, I can't come. I'm not showing up. Without the three parties, it's Mishkin Mamish Losh. Maskil Rav Ika Breder of Ami. So after Rav exhausted all the possibilities, Rav Ika Breder of Ami talked up in the Bechashir. He says, wait, I have an idea. Am I? The lady Isser the Halim Zuzi the Rav Mori Ninhu. Let Issig Yura on his very own get up and make the following declaration. Those $12,000 of care, those coins sitting in Rav's safe, are not even mine. They're my son. They belong to Rav Mori. They were his all along. Let him make a what, Rabbi say?
Declaration.
Hados bal din, that those coins are not his. Hados bal din, not me. V'leknino bi'odisa. And Rav Mori will now be the rightful owner of those coins. And that's what the Gemara used the phrase, Odisa. And now, a twist to the end of the story. Adahavchi, nafik Odisa v'be'isar. Apparently, somebody was sitting at the shiur, and it could have been Rav Mori himself, liked the suggestion. He sent a quick text back to Issig Yura and said to him, well, you have a few minutes, please get up and be made there. And Rava was not happy. Rava did not like what just played out in the story. But at the end of the day, Odisa worked. Odos Bandik made him carried the day. Rabbi say, who owned those coins? Truly, really, honestly, was there any latest asafi that Rav Mori owned those coins? Rav Mori is a little yeshiva bach. He's 13 years old, sitting in Steigen away in yeshiva. Issig Yura is a multi-million-dollar businessman. I mean, come on, give me a break. Everybody knew those coins belonged to Issig Yura. Nafik Odisa, v'bei Yisr. And the game's over. Rav Natan, if you take a look at that $1 v'beis, I should have put this ties in the Marmi Kemis. I didn't put it on, right? Tezda Memdal didn't ask the lie. So Taisus writes, the nearly Rabbeinu Tam in the middle of the Taisus, the Hainu Taima, he's explaining how you can rent harshals without owning karka. Kevin shemaydi sheish lo karka b'chayvila asher al yode karka makna chaver v'yesh kama edim shemachishim asar al dos v'dig meidim nami v'lo chashirin l'mech k'dayash k'chana gabi isegiyura v'nafa k'di isebe yisar. We have a mishay isem shaker. We all know Isa was lying through his teeth. The money did not belong to her mom. So this was the right. This was the gemara that Rabbeinu Tam used. Rabbi say it's a startling din. At least Rabbeinu Tam has a right for the gemara. But this raya and the story and Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion. And this is all Tosis in Ksubis trying to avoid going down the route of labeling the Shibud HaGuf a non-kidding Dvar. Remember, that's what we're learning. We're really learning about Basit of Gimel. We're not even learning about Basit of Kuf Mem Tes. We're learning about Basit of Gimel. But we have a stira between the Sugya Kidding Dvar and Basit of Gimel and the existence of people being Meshavid themselves to these exorbitant amounts of money without having anything in the bank. So we have two solutions to Tosis in Ksubis. Either it was to revamp what Kidding Dvar was, or no, don't revamp what Kidding Dvarim is, but invoke a new parsha, a new sugya of Hodos Baldin. If you want to invoke the sugya of Isagir, you better understand the sugya very, very well. And what to understand the sugya very, very well, you have to understand the sugya that appears in Maseches Bav Yitzia and Daf Mem Hamid Beis, another winner of a drama. A guy is trying to be paid as Maaseh Sheni. That's a perfectly legitimate activity. He's got a lot of grain, a lot of produce, a lot of fruit. He in no shape or form is ready to schlep this all up to Yerushalayim. And the Torah says, "Kihir v'chon mokum b'tzad kesmiyam." Pidyon Maaseh Sheni. Good, great, kabal. You do it all the time. The only thing is that the Torah says, in the end, the Parsha Tuchkei said, when you pay the Maaseh Sheni, it's not enough just to give the value of the Maaseh Sheni. What do you have to add on? Chomesh. However, there's a catch. You only Maaseh Chomesh if you're Poda, you are Maaseh Sheni. If I decide to be a nice guy and to Poda Reuben the Maaseh Sheni, then I have to be paid the Maaseh Sheni, but I don't have to be paid the Chomesh. Chiyigal ish mima asroam rachamana v'lo Maaseh Shal Chaveiroi. There's a kalfa. Zadin, Posk, and Pashat, and the Pashat. So good. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, a very, very strange thing. Ketzim arimim Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah says, "Maseches Maaseh Sheni," that it's okay to cheat Maaseh Sheni of this chaimish. Normally, I would say, "No, you're a gazan here." No, it's okay to play a kunst, to play a game, to not have to pay chaimish. How do you do that game? Very simple. I have this big, big pile of payers of Maaseh Sheni. So you know what I'll do? I'll be marked at the Maaseh Sheni to you as a gift. And then I'll be paid in a Maaseh Sheni. And then I'll ask you to please give me the fruit back. Assuming you're going to listen. Or another potential answer is, I won't be marked at the fruit to you. I'll give you the money. I'll be marked at the coins to you. I'll say, listen, these coins belong to you. You be paid in my Maaseh Sheni. Do me a favor. And now you don't have. There's no need for yourself as chaimish.
It's not yours, actually. You're marked in someone else.
What's that money?
Maaseh doesn't belong to you already. If you know,
how can you
give it to someone else?
Okay, so it could be that I wasn't even mafresh to Maaseh yet. Maaseh is a machlekes, but it's Maaseh Sheni, I'm in Hedyot. It's Chutz Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's still with Tevel. You're right, it's a good technical question. Leave a technical question for that. Let's forget about selling the fruit. Let's talk about selling the coins. Maaseh says, that's also okay. I'll sell the coins. So the Gemara is a very, very complicated story about how am I going to transfer the coins? I don't even have the coins with me. I'm standing in the middle of this Goyrin. My coins are sitting back in my house. It's 10 miles away. And I really want to be paid there right now. And I want to try some chaf to get these coins to belong to you. So guess what? We find ourselves in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Hamid Beis, very similar to the saga of Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We're trying to transfer ownership on coins. That seems to be the sugya. So Gemara goes to a whole convoluted story. How are you going to do that? The Gemara says, maybe a kin in Chalipin. Not so simple. Maybe a kin in Aga. Maybe the guy doesn't have Karka. Aga Megillah. There was all kind of concept to try to figure out about how in the world you're going to transfer ownership of these coins. The Gemara goes upside down, light side up, all over, somersaults, acrobats, to try to figure out how to sell coins to your friend in order to get out of a couple of dollars of the chaimish. Taisa Babitsiya Daf Memvavim and Alpha, 11th of the Ramah Klemis, has one simple question. Taisa asked at the end of the fourth line, the kosher, the liquid of the hammer, spelled off. He said, what are you wasting your time making a kin anga with a kin chalipa with a chagani with a mashicha? Why doesn't the owner of the coins and the owner of the fruit just get up in front of us and say, these coins that are in my pocket? I'm sorry, not in my pocket. If they're in my pocket, you hand them to him. These coins that are sitting in my house? They're not my coins. They're Reuven's coins. They always belong to Reuven. What is Tosfos asking? Let him do a what? Well, that's what did. And by golly, which Gemara do you think Tosfos quotes to support that theory? The Perek Mishmeis. Af Mishayyedish Leshlatchila. Even though we know the whole thing was a shekel b'chazav in Bava Basra, the same shekel in Chazav in Bava Basra could be shekel b'chazav. But we see why not. Kulachad Masechti, it's the same stuff anyway. So we're lying in Kufmem Tast in Bavavas, let's lie in Dachmem Vav in Bavmetzi as well. So Taisus by the Tzorchim, they don't answer the Kasha, don't bother answering the Kasha in Bavmetzi. You get the back from Taisus, yeah, you thought the Kasha is a good Kasha. Why didn't he do it? I have no idea. Maybe they forgot to think about Kufmem Tast. I don't know. I have no idea why. But the Ikaron, Taisus says there's nothing wrong with it. What do you think about that, everybody say? You like that idea? I'm going to make Odos Baldin, and that's going to get around the Chiv of Chaimish. Who's got a problem with that? Who's got a problem with that? With that thesis? Between you and me.
Oh, this is the game between you and Ashka.
Yeah. What kind of game? What joke is this? How many times is this? Hadas Baldin. We know the guy's lying through his teeth. But it doesn't matter because he said it, so therefore we're not going to help him out. So we're going to do Dinim Hominis assuming that he's telling the truth, even though we know he's not. Hadas Baldin is a parasha from Dinim Hominis, the Sugin Dinim Hominis. We are going to treat you Lefi Devarecha, even though we know that you're not telling us the truth. We're going to use that in religion? We're going to use that for the Rabbeinu Shalom? Who are you kidding? Who are you joking? Tachlis, Mr. Paide. Who owns these coins? Come on, tell me the truth. Did Rabbeinu Shalom tell me the truth? The whole truth, nothing but the truth. Tell me the truth. No, who owns the coins? Come on. You own the coins. Because you made this shekev chazav, you told this big lie and said, oh, they really belong to Reuven. So true, Beis and Shomato is going to take away those coins from you because of those, but the Kibbutz Dovi. That's true, but Rabbi Isai, we are not in Beis and Shomato, we're in Beis and Shomalo right now. Because the Chiv Chaimish is a religious obligation. And religion depends on real truth, not this half-baked, fabricated truth called Ados Matin Kibbutz Dovi. So Chai the Taisus is pillay ploy, no? Who read the Taisus? Everyone read the Taisus? Who read the Sugi Misig? You read the Taisus? You read the Taisus? Mamshir, what am I talking about? What kind of silly cash is that?
I want to ask a question. So you want to say that Hadas Baal Din, when it becomes the Mamanas,
so
that's not religion. But when it comes to saying by Meiser, it is religion.
That's right. Hadas Baal Din, the Mamanas means that these are one of the Klam Dinamamas. You opened up your big mouth.
It's also been the end of Shemayim.
But you opened up your big mouth and you said that this money doesn't belong to you, so in Beis Shemata, we're going to say it doesn't belong to you. We're going to play the game like you said. That's what Ados Baldin Kibbutz Dovi means. We know you're lying and it doesn't matter, but you give Edus. Masha'in Kain, once this impacts on religion, the game's over. The gig's up when it comes to religion.
Ready?
But yeah. Dinamamas is part of religion too.
Yeah, but Dinamamas, the cloud for Dinamamas is that this is one of the cloud of Dinamamas, Ados Baldin Kibbutz Dovi. But once this impacts on ritual law, the game is over. Asher, what's up, Asher?
Is this the machlokas, the ketos and the Reuven?
Yeah, of course. It's related to the ketos. Again, hold on, hang in there, Asher. So, Vaisai, we just learned about Bastav Kimmel, that's all. Hang in there, guys. Come on, it's Hakdama to be at the Kinyanim, come on. Says the Ketzais, not the Ketzais I should just mention, same person with different Ketzais. 100 simanim later. Says the Ktzais, Zeman Fendo, you see from here a gewaldike chiddush. In that magic word, Odisa. I'm going to go back to the Gemara Baba Basra and read me that line again, because everything is hinging on that, on this crazy story with Issagura. The second to last line, the Gemara said, Maski Flor of Ika Bredavam, he discovered America, of Ika Bredavam. Amai, what's the big tumble? The lady is said the Holland Zudra Marinino. Let Issa give her Hadas Baldin. If I was writing the Gemara, I would have stopped at that point. The Kash is, let him give Hadas Baldin. That's not where the Gemara stopped. What are the next two words? The Lekininu Odisa. What does that mean? What does Lekininu mean? Kaina with Odisa. You know what the Gemara just said? Hodos Baldin is a Maisa Kinyan. Mashiach is a Kinyan. Chalip is a Kinyan. Akash is a Kinyan. Hagba is a Kinyan. And Odis is a Kinyan. The Lekinyan of Odisa doesn't mean we're going to play a game in the world of Dina Mamanis and we're going to call you bluff and we're going to make you give up your money. No, you know what Odisa means? We're going to invoke the sugya from Kinyan Odisa. And Kinyan Odisa is no different than Kinyan Chatz, Kinyan Chalip, and Kinyan Agav, v'chulei, v'chulei.
It's overkill.
What?
It's overkill, though.
What is overkill?
Because now you spend the first, the answer to the Tosfos, why would Hodas Baal didn't work, then it's going to be a Kinyan V'alma. Wouldn't it be a Kinyan Devarim then? We're back to the same issue. Once you say that Hodas Baal didn't, my Adim Dami, is a Kinyan. So how could your words now make Kinyan?
Kinyan Devarim means that a Kinyan Chalipin cannot be Chal on something that's not a Davar Shavu'en. But a Kinyan Odisa is a different Kinyan.
Just from your words.
Right. Hodas Baal Din, that's the sugi, that's the Chiddush Hadin of Kinyan Odisa. That Hodas Baal Din creates a Kinyan. That's right.
Even if you have nothing in the bank,
though. That's right.
So what's a Kinyan Hadikah
on? Making a Kinyan on. You want to know, according to you, how does that solve? In the case of Issagiura, it makes a lot of sense. Because in the case of Issagiura, the money is there, and then we're invoking Kinyan Odisa to transfer over that money. In the cases of the Ksuba, where you're transferring, or in the case of the time of the Harshah, right? Rabbi Tam held that they're both true. Avada nevada odisa zodas baldin. And for the sitting subas and the sitting subas, that's all you need. You don't need more than that. But there's more to odisa than meets the eye. Odisa is also b'teres kinyan. And if and when it's shaykh to be kind of like in the case of Issagiura, there was money there, b'en. So odisa is going to work more than just that. You're right, inochinami. In the case of Ksubas or in the case of the Dal Namas Fin Harshah, it's not going to work through Kinyan because there's nothing there. But it's still Logar from Odos Baldin. The Chiddush of the Ktzais and the Chiddush of the line of the Gemara of Lekininu B'Odisa is Mamish going to be a nice Kinyan. So says the Ktzais, now Tosfos reads like a charm. Tosfos asks the Kasha, Abba Zoi, it's a Kinyan. Let it what? Let it work even for what area of Halacha? Now, Mr. Baum, you can talk. Even for ritual Halacha. If it's a kinyan, it's a kinyan. The same way the Gemara said, kinyan chalipin works, and kinyan agav. If and when we could have figured out a kunz, how to do a kinyan chalipin or kinyan agav, it would have worked to declare that this most belongs to Pliny, and now it's called kinyan ma'aseh shen shalach ha'irim, and you don't have to be ma'aseh chaynish, between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom, kinyan odis is logar, but call a kinyan. So the Ktzais made up that klam, kuf tzari da'al, the Ktzais says, logara kinyan odis, and call kinyan m'shabayim. It's not one iota less than any other kinyan. And that's how we learned, that was Tosfos kasha. What? Why didn't the Gemara say it? I don't know why. Gemara, I don't know. No idea why. So I can't go with the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say it? But Lamaisa would have worked.
Is this connected to the idea that we said about Eidos being a statement
about reality that it changes reality around it almost?
That when you give
Eidos about
something, that is the reality. So in the same way, whether it's the reality is now I own this money, now the money is being changed.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal concept. I mean, that idea, but Eidos probably is not that. But Hadas Baldin is almost more than Eidus. And Haraya, Hadas Baldin works even against Eidin. We know the reality. We know the guy's a chakran through and through. We don't have the latest stuff that the guy's lying, but that's the key in the Torah. And that's all Likta Nuwet, Likta Nubil Disa. You need like an hour just to sit on this, absorb this thought. You can't just say, just okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay, move on, next week. Yeah, like sit, think, let it sink in a little bit. Digest a little bit. Okay, we're done. But you said digest. Good. Bye, Sai. Comes Taisis in Bava Kama, the 12th of the Rambam Kermis. Let's read the Taisis together. The last four lines of a big, big Taisis in Bava Kama, Kuf Dalman Beis. For he deprecates off, Taisis is making reference to the Gemara Bava Metzia. Gabi, hey, I'm the gay man, the Bava Kidu, I go, I remember, no. So Taisis said, the Elayis Le'ara Lo Hayu Kruma Isa Mideraisa Shiyucha Liftos Vem Beis Masheni Aval the Indian Ligvais Kem Chahayda Shiyesh Lov Hikna Log of Karka Lama Lo Yigbe. The problem with I snipped off the last four lines. It's hard to get the whole picture of what Taisus is driving. You have to look at the Taisus inside. You may have to a little bit more. Let me share with you what Taisus is saying. Taisus in Bava Kama is answering the Taisus in Bava Metzia's Kasha. Taisus in Bava Kama is saying that if we know that the guy does not have the cash, it's not going to work. If we know that the money really belongs to the Paita, Hasamid the Arais of Ainan, you have to own that those coins min haTorah, and therefore Odisa is not going to work. Taisi has the same kasha. Let Odisa work. Let him just be made that the coins belong to the Paida. Taisi says, no, you have to own those coins with Daraisa. What does that mean? What did Taisi just say? Taisi Bava Metzia asked the kasha and didn't answer the kasha. They thought that the kasha was correct. As a tzachi and gadol, some tangential reason we don't know about why the Gemara didn't answer it. But Bava Kama answers the kasha and says, no, Odisa won't work in Bava Metzia. Why won't Odisa work in Bava Metzia? Because Midaraisi, you have to own the coins in order to pat yourself from a chemish. What's Taisus in Bava Kama saying? There are one of two ways to learn this, Taisus.
Back to what we said about Hefker based on Hefker, it seems like in the world of Mammon, where it's more predominantly that kind of Dina Mammonist, that Hefker based on Hefker would take effect here through this Hadas Baladin. But in the world of Maisa Sheni, where that doesn't really work, that differentiation we were saying about religious law and monetary law, we don't really have
it. So, what you're really saying, if I can maybe sum up what you're saying, is that our kasha that we asked on Taisus in Bava Metzia is actually correct. Our question is correct. Namely, Odisa is not a Kenyan. Odisa is simply a mechanism that we use of Hadas Baldin, even though we know that it's Shechev Echaliv. And we know Klap Ishmael Gaya, the real owner of those coins, is the real owner of those coins. And therefore, when it comes to religious law, you cannot rely on Shechev Echaliv. That's what Taisus means. Midaraisa, it has to be yours. That means for dinim, it has to belong to you really. For dinim atayra, not lafi shekif achazov. So it comes with Bikveiga and suggests maybe that's what Taisus is driving at. Maybe that's the Bira Dovrin Taisus. That Kinyan Odisa is not a what? What is it not? Kinyan Odisa is not a what? Take one word out of that sentence. Not a Kinyan. It taki is, and only is, Hadas Baldin, Kibetim Dom. But there's no takif of it, else Kinyonim. It's not a parsha from Kinyonim. According to Kivagar, we have a major machlekis taking place in 2 days in Taisus. In Taisus in the Metzia, and Taisus Bava Kama. How to learn a sugya in Masechet Bava Basra. All three Bavas are represented in today's shiur. So we have the sugya of the Basra the state beferish that Odisa would solve the world's problems for Isagira. And Ataka did to rub his despair. So Odisa is the greatest thing under the sun to solve the Isagira saga. We have Machlaikis, Taizim, Bavakam, 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 how to understand what happened exactly. What did Odisa do? So Taizim, Bavakam, went to the extent and said, Kinyan Odisa's Keshavai Kenyan, it's a nice Kenyan. Alek Tzais, it's Logar from Shai Kenyan, it's not an iota less than a Chotzah, than Agav, than a Chalipid. It's Mamash from Parshla Kenyan. And why didn't the Gemara use it in Bavakam? I have no idea. And Taizim Bavakam tells you exactly why the Gemara didn't use it. It didn't use it because it ain't a Kenyan. That's what Kivega says, potential pshat in this thesis. Is there another way to read the thesis? Is there another alternate reading of this thesis in Bavakam? Taizim just says one thing. Hasabi derai sabu'inan. Derai sabu'inan. What could Taisus be saying? La'olam, Taisus what? No, the island Taisus what? In Bavitsiya is right. Odisa is a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan from Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. Gemara calls it a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. But what kind of a Kenyan? Where did it come from? Who made up this Kenyan? It's a Tachanas Acham of Kenyan. There are a lot of Tachanas. Mashiach is also a Kenyan, there are a lot of Tachanas Acham of Kenyan. Could the Nukudas of Achlaikis, the entire of Kamam, Bavitsiya be la'olam, it's a Kenyan? The other machlokes is it a Kenyan that the Torah itself accepted? It has its roots in the din deraisa of Hadas Bal Din turns into a nice Kenyan in a Torah? Well, that's a jump, that's a farce. Hadas Bal Din is a hodom in a Torah, but the fact that it doubles as a Kenyan, that was made up by the rabbis. If that's the pshat in the Torah, then what is Torah saying? For Pidyon Maisa Sheni, the money has to belong to Pliny, to the other guy, not just because the rabbi said it belongs to the other guy. Who has to determine that it belongs to the other guy? The Torah Kedosha. Anyone ever heard the Shail of Kidin Derabonon, Mahadim Deraisa, Kidin Derabonon, Lamahadim Deraisa? When you have Dinim Deraisa, do you follow the who paskins Dinim Deraisa, Mesh Rabbeinu or the Shulchan Aruch? Whose standard of Dinim Ramanus do you use? The person standing on the chuppah is about the Mekadosh Anisha, and he realizes he only owns the ring mid-derabbanan, he doesn't own it mid-Torah. Is his wife mekudeshes or not? A loaded question. According to what we just said, it's a machlekes taisim b'vakam taisim b'mitzia. If you didn't pay for your ring, so you may want to pass like one of those two taisim. All right, you would find kind of a kinyat, a chatz or something. You're probably married to the other, maybe. So if I say, who takes the second stand in this reading of this Taisus? This one launch, one word, b'derais, hasa b'derais. So the kevegim, because hasa b'derais is a way of saying, this is nishke and kinyan, it's just ha'odobi alma. Who do you think is the great achron who takes up the kevegim on and says, no, it's not. La'olam, it's a kinyan, it's feshvada and avada, it's a kinyan. Bein lefi Taisus, b'vakam, bein Taisus, it's a kinyan gomel. The k'tzois says, I'm not going to give it to the kevegim. He didn't say that. It was all Shalom was saying. I'm not going to give it to Rabbi Kivei and say it's not a kinyan. It's a kinyan. The only nekud, the kenzayin you can be mefapel about is it a kinyan deraisa or a kinyan derabon? That's the only thing the Taisus is willing to concede to, that Efshazayin, according to Taisus in Bava Kama, it's only a kinyan derabon. But to say it's not a kinyan altogether is mamish not true. Again, we're just reading the Yesh Befarshim and the Taisus, so we have to remember where we got to this from. It started out just to solve Kiddin Dvarim. Agamar says it's a problem Kiddin Dvarim. We have people getting married, obligating themselves to ridiculous amounts of money that they don't own. Unless you revamp Kiddin Dvarim from yesterday, then you have to fall back on the Yesh Mefarshim of the Taizing Subis, which is just the Rabbeinu Tam's Shtikl Torah about Hosha, all based in Issa Geura. But we don't even know what Issa Geura happened. We don't even know what happened. So like Nidu Yadisa, we don't even know, was this a Kenyan? We have three possibilities now. Was it a Kiddin Deraisa? Was it a Kiddin Derabanan? Was it B'chwa not a Kiddin altogether? We have a lot of things flying around the details of this sugya. Rav Yosef the Ketzos and Kutzai Dala was so convinced of his Yesaid, he was so certain that Kinyan Odisa is a gewaldige Kinyan. Ein b'cha Kinyan gadol b'zeh, unless maybe it's only the Rabbana. At worst, it's the Rabbana. The absolute worst, says the Ketzos. Worst of worst. Therefore, the Ketzos suggests the following. This is the bridge between last year and this year. Comes to Christ and says, he realizes that for hundreds of years, Rabbanim have been knocking their heads against the wall in Erev Pesach to try to figure out how to transfer ownership to Goyim. It's not so simple to transfer ownership on hundreds of frozen pizzas sitting in the freezer waiting to be brought out for Matzah Yontif, or on the hundreds of thousands of Alva Schnapps sitting around. How are you going to get this to the guy? He's not coming to pick it all up. He's not doing Erev Pesach. What are you doing, Kesef? Not so sure it works. A kin in Chotzer? Not so simple. A kin in Agav? Not so simple. Every kinyan we try just runs into a brick wall. The Ktzais discovered America, and Ktzais said, you know what? I learned all about the Kama, all about Mitzia. I got 149 in blood into Baba Basra, and I finally realized how to solve the Mechiz Chomit Saga. You know what you should do on Erev Pesach? Every person should get up on Erev Pesach and make the following declaration. My $10,000 worth of Chomit, it's not really mine. Who's not mine? It's Mr. Brown. I love Hashem. John Brown. I forgot what the new non-Jew's name was. I remember from this year. Mr. Brown was a non-Jew for 40 years. He's Emes now. Learning the sugars of Mechitz Chometz. So, I make a statement that the schnapps was Mr. Brown's all along. The whole thing was a farce. I never owned Muslim catering. It was Mr. Brown's catering. I never owned the supermarket. It was all Mr. Brown. I'm saying with a straight face, it's all Mr. Brown. Everyone's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Give me a break. So in Chayshe Mishpat, Mr. Brown can now come and take all that. I just gave out those whole day. But I don't care about Chayshe Mishpat. I should get that line down. I couldn't care less what says Chayshe Mishpat. I care about religion. I don't care about stealing. Got that, Asher? Got that line? Okay. So, I want to know.
Got it.
I'm going to come to Mubeni Shalom. I'm going to sit down by the Lel HaSeda. I'm going to sit with and start to sing. Kadesh Urchatz. And someone's going to tap me on the shoulder and say, you got $10,000 worth of pizza that belongs to you. And I'm going to say, that's not my pizza. That's Mr. Brown's pizza. So they're going to say, how did you sell it, Mr. Brown? I just said it's Mr. Brown's. That's going to work? Rukh Vega says that's a big joke. Rukh Vega says, according to Tais, maybe Tais and Bamitzia, maybe it works. Not Tais and Bakama. Rukh Vega says, you're risking a Bayrobe Motzi Deraisa. Because if all of Dos Baldin is a Sadoz, if all of these is Dos Baldin, it doesn't work for religion, it works for Mominism. This Pesach is religion, Passover is a religious holiday. It's a ritual experience, and you have to be free of Chometz in a ritual sense. That's just a hocus pocus, a game of a Shakranus. So comes the Ketzais and says, this is the best kinyan under the sun. And we should institute it and stop playing games with chutzes and agavs and meislach and stories that don't work. Everyone should do all those with it. That's the best kinyan under the sun. And then the Ketzais, in his last moment, is a simple Ketzais, it's a three-page Ketzais. At the very last minute, after he's turned the entire world of Mechir's Chometz upside down, he says, you know, someone's going to tie into, someone's going to dig up the Taisis in Baba Kama. It's going to pick up on the word Deraisa. I think a Tamish Tikkun Torah doesn't work. So they misread the Taisa. All Taisa meant to say is that, yeah, Dos Baldin is a great kinyan mid Derabona, and therefore it doesn't work for Deraisas. So you know what the Taisa says? Okay, I'm not going to lose any stick over that. You know why? Because everybody knows that what? The requirement of doing Mechir's Chometz anyway is only what? I want to be Rabbanan anyway. We have to sell chametz with their eyes for. For us. Why? Come on. If you guys from last year can't say this, you're going to retroactively get rid of all your bechinas. With their eyes, with the Yamasagi. It's taken us 4 or 3 months to get there. Last year we said it about 4,000 times a week. With their eyes, with the Yamasagi, with the Torah, it's a bit of chametz anyway. You don't need bechinas chametz with the Torah. All you need is with the Rabbanan. Easy come, easy go. All you need is with the Rabbanan. Then a kid in the kid use could be a kid in the Rabbanan. So says the Ketzais, Bein Lefi Tais and Bamitzia, which is Emes. Bein Lefi Tais and Bavakam, which is maybe Emes. We're good to go with Odisa. And Rukh Vega says, what are you talking about? He says, Tais and Bamitzia is a pelagovel, because Tais is blocked by the Kasha and the Gemara that they couldn't answer. And the Emes, the only answer is, but Tais and Bavakam says, because it ain't going to work, because it's not a kinyan. Not a kinyan, not Minatari, no Midirabon. The whole thing, the game is up, according to Mikvei Eger. Odi says, Gornish is Dvar Mateil Uvutol. Just for the Pesachim Chaver from last year, there's something very startling about this this Ketais. Is a Gevalik cool, this Ketais. You know what the cool is? He's assuming the Chametz that you sold was really only required to sell Minatara, Midarabana, because Minatara was covered by the Bittul. Is that true? When I'm Mevata my Chametz, I have in mind to be Mevata the Chametz that I'm selling? That's a loaded question, but let's say I do Mechiris Chametz, and then Igloy Milsa, the Mechiris Chametz was done wrong. Maybe they blew it. They made a mistake in Mechiris Chametz. I was over by the road, and I say, Derais, or I said, Bittul, what do you want from me? So some Acharedim write, nah, you didn't say Bittul on that. You didn't have in mind to be Mevata that Chametz. You had in mind to be Mevata the crumbs on the floor, not the Chametz that's $10,000 of pizza sitting in the freezer. And therefore, that chametz is dependent upon the mechirin. If the mechirin is bottom of utol, you're in big trouble. You see from ketzayis, nesh that's fine. You see from the ketzayis, that bit of the ice of the Rabbi Sagi, that is kashas.
Even
on the $10,000
worth.
Everything I said, for sure covered. But they're upon him, so why am I wasting my time doing bedikah for? I'm sorry, why am I wasting my time? I gave it away. Why am I wasting my time doing mechirin for? Why don't I just do bittul? Because the Gemara says, because all the bosses, the Mishnah says, all the bosses make this chametz, but they're abundant. I can't rely on bittul. Why can't I rely on bittul? Come on, let's hear it. Shevelay vatam shalim, zir shem yavel yachlo, this, yachsa bitula, whatever. I ain't first week of shiur from last year. So I say, this is the bridge between Pesachim and Vavasra. So Ketzai saw a lot in this world. Ketzai saw in this yesh b'farshim, in this Rebbeinu Tam, Ketzai solved the dilemmas of the Mechiris chametz. And Rabbi Kivega says, "L'chayu devar in the oilim." The whole thing never was oil or dust. I know these are king. It's not king for the disa. But the ketzais, the hilig of ketzais. Can you imagine the ketzais of Kivega contemporaries? They're looking at the same two words in the Gemara. The ketzais is up the lashon that logar mikol kinyanu. And Rabbi Kivega says, not only is it logar mikol kinyanu, it's not the king altogether. What the ketzais called the greatest kinyan under the sun, Rabbi Kivega laughs at him and says, "Nishkin kinyan altogether." Wow, there's a lot here. So again, we're still not sure what the answer to our saga is over here. We're still not really sure why people are getting married with these exorbitant amounts of chayuvim, and what happened to Kinyan Dvarim. But at least we have two mahalchim. We have two different mahalchim. Two very, very different mahalchim in the Rishayim, in 2 days in Tyson, the beginning of the Bekhar service. Do we revamp Kinyan Dvarim and call a Shivat Aguf a non-Kinyan Dvarim? Or do we stick to our guns that we thought the kasher, that the original kasher of Ben Eliyahu was, is blight the kinyan devarim, and it gets around through the back door, through Ados Baldin. And if that's the case, then we have this whole discussion, what exactly the ramifications, what the parameters of that statement. Yeah.
According to the ketzos, could you authorize someone else to do an adisa for you? Just kind of on basis you're authorizing.
I mean, in the world of the ketzos, who's going to do this adisa exactly? I can do the Odisa, or the rabbi can do the Odisa. In the end, nobody does the Odisa, nobody does this. Do you wonder who would have done it? Can I authorize someone to do Ados Baldin for me? So, yeah. A little more, maybe a little about Ados Baldin, see what the answer to that question is. Okay, everybody say, well, Chumash, Chumash, stay Thursday, right?